You're listening to the Greg Swame Show, baby.
Welcome, everybody. The new Sunday night wrap-up show, the weekend wrap-up show. And normally we would be talking about a lot of different things tonight. It is all bracket mania. NCAA tournament has just been released. All the brackets, Cowboys kind of got ripped a little bit with a four seed. I'm not excited about it, but you know what? I know those guys well enough to know that is a motivator. And alongside, I'm so excited to have my old play-by-play buddy. He was the play-by-play. I was just kind of a color analyst back in the day doing some high school games. Bill Van Ness joins. Of course, you can listen to the game with him and Rex every weekday morning at 9 o'clock, right, Bill? Okay, 9 o'clock. And I know that because I don't always wake up that early. That's why I can't always remember. But I'm good to go at 6 o'clock at night, and excited for all of our old listeners in the Stillwater area who've, since we moved back a couple years ago, going, hey, when are you going to be back in the Stillwater market? You know, one of the stations there. So we went with the best, KSPI FM 93.7, big range. A lot of our Oklahoma City folks listening in, excited about that. Of course, you can always text us on the text line, 405-880-2316. We haven't got a sponsor for that yet. That's why I almost said Buffalo Wild Wings. Maybe we'll get them back. But 405-880-2316. If you have any pertinent questions, but make it about Selection Sunday. Cowboys get a four seed playing Liberty. Don't know a lot about them. Will, and of course, you can follow us on Twitter at G Swame, and with you know, a lot of your friends. I know we get a lot of BYU fans, so believe me, we'll talk some BYU too. Obviously, Kansas, Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, Texas, all the Big 12 schools, of course, and what they're going to do. We're going to go over our brackets with you. And over the years, gosh, 34 years now, 1988, when we first started doing some bracket stuff online, but that was before online, went on the radio, I should say. Good stuff, and a lot of our folks have won. My mother won 5 years in a row in her office pool, and it's kind of like the guys trying to outrun the bear. The guy puts on his tennis shoes, go, you're not going to outrun a bear. No, I just need to outrun you. You don't need to beat everybody. You just need to beat the folks in your office, and that way you win. But we've got some great sponsors, of course, too, that brought us on, so you can listen to us free of charge. It's not easy to say nowadays because not everybody's free of charge. We're free of charge. You can listen in. And the great thing is the great folks here at Stillwater Radio will have the podcast up and running, and we'll have that on YouTube, on gregswame.com, on, sportsthread.com, who's our title sponsor here at the Sports Thread Weekend Wrap-Up Show with Greg Swame. We'll take a break. We're going to hear from some of our great sponsors, and we'll be back. We're going to be talking here in just a little bit out in snowy Denver, Colorado, to the CEO of Sports Thread, Sean Leary, going to join us. He pitched at Oral Roberts, and he's got some great stories. Well, one day we'll get a little bit of time. We'll talk about some of the games he played against Oklahoma State. He's kind of excited to see the new ballpark as well. Cowboys get the win today over highly rated number 2 Vanderbilt to salvage 1-2 series. And of course, Cowgirl softball doing great, Cowboy baseball doing great, and football right around the corner with spring practice. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. Get your brackets ready. We're going to go over those and help you win your office pool after this. You're listening to Weekend Wrap-Up Sports Thread with Greg Swame.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Macy's Star Money Bonus Days are happening now. It's a special time when Star Rewards members earn bonus points and get to their next reward faster. Get $10 in Star Money for every $50 spent with a Macy's card or for every $100 spent with a Bronze membership. Shop spring styles and get rewarded with Star Money now through March 14th. Macy's Star Rewards. It's how we love you back. Visit Macy's.com/Star Money for exclusions and details. Offer may vary in select stores.
Want professional tax prep at a great value? Jackson Hewitt has an offer you won't want to miss. For a limited time, we'll prepare your federal taxes for as little as $48 and no more than $179. That's right. Get federal taxes done for you by skilled Jackson Hewitt tax pros in Walmart for as little as $48 and no more than $179. This offer won't last. Terms apply. Stop by Jackson Hewitt in Walmart and get your coupon code and details. That's Jackson Hewitt, conveniently located in Walmart.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
This weather forecast is brought to you by the Smoky Pokey and the Cowboy Travel Plaza.
Hot 93.7 weather.
International Weather Service forecast. Tonight, clear and cool. Southeast winds 45. Monday, sunny 68. Monday night, clear 42. Tuesday, partly cloudy 72. A 70% chance of rain in 42 Tuesday night. And a 50% chance of rain Wednesday.
Hey guys, this is KC with the Smoky Pokey inside the Cowboy Travel Plaza. Are you looking for a place to grab a quick lunch? We got it. We just added a big half-pound Fat Daddy Cattleman's Burger to the menu, so come see us. Don't forget, the Smoky Pokey is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. So saddle up the horses and head out west to Highway 51 and I-35, where the beer is cold and the boots are free on Friday. Go Pokes.
And welcome back. The new Sunday night weekend wrap-up show powered by the good folks at Sports Thread. And we'll have on the CEO of Sports Thread here in just a little bit. Going to join us from very, very snowy Denver, Colorado, Sean Leary. Sean and I have been working together, working with Sports Thread now about 2 years. And if you don't know anything about Sports Thread and you're a athlete, you're a parent or grandparent of an athlete, you need to make sure the athlete knows about Sports Thread. Go to sportsthread.com. You can download the app. It is the best thing since sliced bread as far as recruiting goes, whether you play baseball, basketball, football, tennis, softball, volleyball, soccer, any of those sports, any sport they offer scholarships in, you need to check out Sports Thread. And we love them, and they're going to have the podcast on as well on their app and their website. But if you get that app, you'll see unbelievable tips and tricks and things like that, what to stay away from, what to do in recruiting, the biggest mistakes that are made that everybody makes that you don't want to make, the great things that'll get you into those coaches. The great thing about Sports Thread is everybody, every college coach I've ever run into in the last 2 years is on Sports Thread. And they're looking for players, and there's a database in there, and you need to put yourself on that database free of charge. I know there's companies out there that will, you know, tell you for $200 we'll send out all these mailers to these coaches. Well, I can tell you this, and this makes sense to anybody. When a coach gets something unsolicited, they toss it in the trash. So you're not only hurting yourself, you're not helping yourself, you're hurting yourself. because they just assume you can't play if you're going to have to resort to that. No, you don't need to do that. No cost at all. Go to sportsthread.com, download the app, and you will thank me later when you get that scholarship, which is what it's all about. We've got a bunch of events coming up as well. And, of course, you can go to gregswaim.com and look for that. We've got tournaments, exposure, individual events from little kids all the way up through high school, college coaches coming to those events, looking for players. They wouldn't be there if they didn't have a scholarship in their back pocket. And they're always looking for players both for the near future and the distant future. NCAA brackets just came out. I know a lot of you probably, hopefully, watching on TV, have it potted down and listen to us. But Oklahoma State getting a four, you know, yesterday or the day before, it was looking like they might even get a two. Jerry Palm talked to him, and then Lenardi for ESPN, the bracketologist, had Oklahoma State up to a two, a lot of them did. And then they got beat yesterday. Of course, Texas got a real break on Friday, not having to play as Kansas had to drop out with COVID issues. And if you don't think somebody playing three games in 48 hours actually is, I think it might have been more. They played Thursday morning against West Virginia, and then, of course, had to beat Baylor on Friday, and then they get Texas. Texas got a break not having to play on Friday. And if you think that's not a major advantage, well, you don't know what you're talking about. But the Big 12, highly represented. I think you'll see at least one of them in the Final Four, a couple possibly in the Elite Eight. Cowboys going to get, if everything holds to seed, they'll get to the Sweet 16, but then they'll turn right around and play a number one seed in the Illinois Illini. Of course, their coach Brad Underwood, former coach here, former head coach when Mike Boynton was the assistant and got that job. So Mike probably feels pretty good about Brad Underwood. Brad, I'm sure, is very happy about what Coach Boynton has done at Oklahoma State because it's in his coaching family tree, which is good. A couple of teams that might surprise you. Purdue is one of those teams that I've watched quite a bit this year. It's probably a lot of you have too. BYU, very good. Of course, you know, their conference, you've got the juggernaut and the number one seed overall in Gonzaga, who, yeah, I'd love to go out there and just put it all on the line and say Gonzaga's going to get it this year. But the problem with Gonzaga is their conference. I mean, they play a brutal schedule before, you know, the New Year's, and then, of course, they get into conference play. And BYU fans, I know you're listening, don't get mad at me, but let's be honest. They don't have a major conference field. BYU's the best team after Gonzaga. And then you got San Diego State and some of those. Good teams, not great teams, but a bunch of bad teams. And that does hurt Gonzaga. The one thing it doesn't hurt, of course, is they can play everybody and keep teams fresh in the tournament and things like that. So Gonzaga, yeah, I got them going to the Final Four. Don't have them win it at all. We'll go over brackets here in just a little bit as we get a call in from the CEO of Sports Thread. Sean Leary will join us. There's a release that came out from Oklahoma State that Oklahoma State will be returning the NCAA men's tournament for the first time in 4 years. And it will be doing its best seed in 15 years. You know, I'm going back to that Sweet 16 year after the Final Four year. We were in Chicago at the Rosemont Horizon, and they took Arizona to the wire. And, of course, Arizona, 2 days later, took Illinois to the wire. That team was coached by Bruce Weber, of course, who is now the Kansas State coach. He had Bill's players in Illinois and got to the finals and got to the Final Four. Got to the championship game, got beat by North Carolina and Roy Williams. But that was a very, very good team. Just talked to one of those former players the other day, James On Curry. Still saddest locker room I've ever been in my life, because you come off the Final Four, everybody's back except for Tony Allen, and you get beat when you thought you're going back to the Final Four, and all those seniors sitting in there, the Graham twins and Daniel Bobick and IMAC and That was hard, man. That was maybe the hardest locker room I've ever had to be in. But Cowboys at 20-9 got the fourth seed in the Midwest region. They're going to play Liberty, who's 23-5 in the first round. And, of course, there's always some 4-13 upsets. I'm not going to pick that one as an upset, obviously. I might not be able to go home if I did. 2005, the team we were talking about after the Final Four year, OSU, was a two seed and advanced to the Sweet 16 when it fell to number 3 Arizona a year after the program's last trip to the Final Four. And since 2005, the Cowboys have earned a berth in the tournament just 6 times. Their last win came in 2009, and they've lost their past 4 NCAA tournament games. Cowboys could face either Tennessee or Oregon State in the second round with a win on Friday. Always love it when the Cowboys play the other orange and black OSU, but I think it'll be Tennessee. And, of course, Big 12 ties there as well, because the Tennessee coach, Rick Barnes, was the coach at Texas for many years, got fired. And it was interesting the other day when the Cowboys were playing Shaka Smart and the Longhorns, because there was talk that Shaka was going to get fired after last year. Hadn't really done much with the Longhorns. Had recruited well, but hadn't really taken them anywhere. This year, it got a break with Kansas, because I really felt like they would get beat by Kansas and Oklahoma State would be playing Kansas, but it didn't work out that way. And I don't know if the Cowboys probably went in as a 4. They helped themselves, but I don't know if it was enough to get a 3 or a 2, according to the committee. And I know these guys well enough to know they're not going to like being a 4. They're going to have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, which they would have anyway. That's the way they play. It's like, we're not getting enough respect. Well, they're getting it now. And a lot of people have got the Cowboys in the Final Four, even with a 4 seed. A lot of the national talking experts and things like that. So we'll go over the bracket here as soon as Sean is able to join us. He's running a little late, but I'll give him trouble. He may have had trouble getting to the office in Denver. It is ridiculous if you've been watching the weather forecast. And yeah, pretty bad, like 3 or 4 feet of snow, something like that. So even for a place like Denver, that's record snows. I think he said in over 100 years, something like that. So we know about that from a couple of weeks ago. Cowboys looked really good over the week. And matter of fact, had they had not played somebody who had got to sit out on Friday, I think they would have won that game. Kept thinking they were going to do it anyway. It did not look like the same team against that played Baylor on Friday afternoon. And as they were just running and getting, man, miss or make, they were going. Baylor make a basket, it wouldn't matter. That ball would be down the court in 2 seconds. And that's the way the Cowboys like to play. Certainly against certain teams, they would have loved to play that way against Texas, but I thought they were a little bit out of gas, as Texas probably would have been too had they played Kansas, but no crying over spilt milk. The other thing going on, I don't know how many of the tournaments you got to watch over the weekend. The Big Ten is certainly worthy of consideration for the top conference, as is the Big 12. Those were clearly the two top conferences this year, which doesn't always translate to the NCAA tournament, as we've known over the years. You can't really look, I don't think, at the NCAA tournament and say who the best conference was unless it's very, very clear. Just because one of your teams gets the Final Four doesn't mean, or two of them, as has happened in the past with a couple of conferences. The old Big East had Georgetown, Villanova 1 year playing in the finals. Indiana, Michigan played in the finals in 76, the year that Bob Knight got his the last undefeated team to go all the way through and win it. So there are some good conferences, but just because you have two in the Final Four doesn't necessarily mean anything. The Big 12 is a lot more or a lot less top-heavy than the Big Ten. Big Ten has, of course, Illinois, Ohio State, Michigan. Those are great teams. Whereas the Big 12 has that too. They don't have as many teams, 10 compared to 14. But those bottom three teams, Kansas State gave Baylor a tough time on Thursday. Iowa State, the Cyclones, didn't win a game. But you know what? They had a bunch of games that were very close, could easily won. They just didn't have the depth. And TCU beat Oklahoma State twice. That to me, that's all about matchups. Years ago, we'd have Tony Allen on the show talking about matchups. He goes, yeah, teams that we beat the tar out of beat this team every time they played them, and yet they give us a tough game every time. And it's all about matchups. It really, really is. And that's why you'll see Oklahoma State run when they got it, play zone sometimes, play man, play, I call them junk defenses. They were calling them hybrid defenses the other day. I think I might use that term. Sounds a little nicer. When I coached AU, man, we change defenses 15 times in a game sometimes. Why would you let somebody else know exactly what you're going to run defensively the whole game when you don't have to? No rule says you have to, except in the NBA, I guess, where you have to play man, but they say they play zone.
They don't play zone, Bill. None of zone. Lots of traveling. Count the travels. Oh, man. And that takes me back. Oh, we'll have to run a clip that we had Bob Knight on about 10, 15 years ago. And he just despises the NBA, calls it a bastardization of the game. And I would agree with him. I think I don't watch the NBA. Sorry if you do. I'm glad you love it. There's other sports I don't watch either that you might. That's fine. Hey, I watch the big sports, football, basketball, baseball, and now softball. I'd put softball number four. If you've watched a college softball game, it's all good. Hey, my man Bill Van Ness knows. He does the Cowgirls, highly ranked top 10 team in the country, and they're really good too. We'll talk about them some down the road. We'll try to see if we can hook up with Sean. He was supposed to call in, but I know they've had some weather issues, so we'll take a break, and I'll try to get hold of him personally and get him on. Get those brackets ready. We'll go over those when we come back here on the Weekend Wrap-Up, powered by Sports Thread.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
Ray of Sunshine, Helping Hands, LLC, covering all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine, Helping Hands, LLC, sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done to safely stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, transporting our clients to doctor's appointments, and they ensure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine, Helping Hands, LLC. From anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-613-3177, and they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. 405-613-3177. That's Ray of Sunshine, Helping Hands, LLC. They cover all of Oklahoma. 405-613-3177. 405-613-3177.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Nya, nya, nya. Ba, ba. Zimbabwe! Zimbabwe! The broken Bunsen burner burns so bright. South!
Jamie?
Southeast Asian Peninsula!
Hey, Jamie?
Yes?
I think the only line we need from you today is drivers who switch to Progressive could save big.
Cool. I just gotta finish my warm-ups.
Foul, foul, throw in the towel. History, history.
Switch
history,
to Progressive history, today.
Santa ski, slalom in a salmon skin suit.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, my name's James, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A's Grilled Spicy Deluxe is the first bite, you get a little kick of spice, and then that cilantro and lime sauce that kind of balances things out. Just delicious.
Hey, I'm Amber. A little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A new Grilled Spicy Deluxe is how well all of the ingredients complement each other. It's so good. I like bob my head side to side, dancing while I eat.
Chick-fil-A's Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich, available for a limited time only. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
For a limited time, the Home Depot and Frigidaire have cooked up something truly amazing in the kitchen. Even lower prices on Frigidaire gallery wall ovens with air fry and cooktops, including easy-to-clean induction cooktops, plus free basic hookup and delivery. With prices like these, it's time to take those kitchen remodel plans off the back burner. Bring on spring with spring savings now on Frigidaire, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid through March 31st, U.S. only.
Want professional tax prep at a great value? Jackson Hewitt has an offer you won't want to miss. For a limited time, we'll prepare your federal taxes for as little as $48 and no more than $179. That's right. Get federal taxes done for you by skilled Jackson Hewitt tax pros in Walmart for as little as $48 and no more than $179. This offer won't last. Terms apply. Stop by Jackson Hewitt in Walmart and get your coupon code and details. That's Jackson Hewitt, conveniently located in Walmart.
And welcome back. I hope you have your brackets with you. Give you a few seconds to do that. Grab you a pen and a bracket. Love to help folks win money. You know, I should say the disclaimer now. There's no guarantee you will win. But, you know, sometimes if you go by what folks who watch the game a lot think, you'll be okay. Once again, you don't have to beat everybody. You don't have to be perfect. You just got to beat the folks in your office pool, and hopefully they aren't listening to the show tonight, so you will. We'll start out with Gonzaga, the number one overall seed. They'll get the winner of the Norfolk State App State game there in a couple of nights in those first four games at Mackey Arena, I believe that is, where Purdue plays in West Lafayette, my old stomping grounds up until age 16. I grew up in that gym, went to the very first game. They played UCLA and a guy named Alcindor, which you young folks have no idea who that is. Heck, you might not even know when I give you his current name, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. But he was Lil Alcindor back then, and Purdue had lost to them in the 68 championship, actually 69 championship, and then they played each other to open Mackey Arena with my good buddy Rick Mount. And we'll have Rick on the show, some of the greatest college shooter I ever saw. Right up there with Pistol Pete Maravich, but I've even sent my son to his camp. He won the shooting camp 1 year. That's a lot of fun in Indianapolis. But Gonzaga wins that one, of course. They will play the winner of Oklahoma-Missouri in the 8-9 seed. I'm going to go with Mizzou on that one just because Oklahoma, boy, they really have not looked very good recently. And they were looking so good a month ago. They were up to number 7. Man, they peaked, and they peaked at the wrong time a month early. I'm going to go with Mizzou on that one. 8-9, though, is usually a kind of a pick'em game. I'll tell you this, whichever one wins, ain't going to matter. They're going to play Gonzaga and get whooped. Cal Santa Barbara plays Creighton. Go with Creighton in the 5-12 game. They're often some 5-12 upsets, but we're going to go with Creighton on that one. Virginia will beat Ohio. And, of course, Virginia was the last national championship, but it's been 2 years. And the year before that, of course, they were the only 1-16 upset. I'm not going to give you any 1-16 upsets tonight. That just, you know. And the thing is, if you get one of these wrong, like maybe a 7-10 or, you know, a 5-12 or a 3-16 upset, it's really not that big deal because, you know what, you probably didn't have them win in the next round anyway. So it's only going to cost you a point. Most of these brackets go a point on the first round, 2, and then 4, then 6, then 8. The national championship, you pick up 16 points. So there's a lot of that. USC, Wichita State. Wichita State did end up winning that one. That's going to be Wichita State's going to go ahead and play Drake in the play-in game. You know, and that could be an upset there, 11-6 upset. I kind of like Wichita State if they win that, but of course they still got to get by Drake. If I'm gonna pick an upset in that region, I'm gonna go with the Shockers. I know we have a lot of Shocker listeners out there, and Shocker Bob, I'm picking your Shockers, buddy. Don't let me down. USC, pretty good, but not great. By the way, USC's coach wife went to Oklahoma State. Just something you ought to know there. And she's a former lingerie model. Just take that as you will. Kansas takes on Eastern Washington. It will go rock chalk there, of course. That's a no-brainer in the 3-14 game. The Oregon Ducks taking on Virginia Commonwealth. Of course, Virginia Commonwealth is where Ashaka Smart became famous before Texas took him away. I'm going to go with the Ducks on that one. Dana Altman, a good friend, and has done very, very well out on the West Coast. Iowa, number two seed, taking on Grand Canyon. Iowa, very, very good in the Big Ten. They'll win that one. Grand Canyon's got a pretty good baseball team, but I don't know if their basketball team's gonna do much. So that we'll go stay in the West bracket there. Like I said, Gonzaga will beat the winner of Oklahoma, Missouri. We'll go ahead and say that's Missouri. Gonzaga will move on to the Sweet 16. Have Virginia as well getting there, beating Creighton. And then have Wichita State, Kansas playing. Yeah, last time that worked out pretty good for the Shocks, but Greg's not there anymore. We'll go with the Jayhawks there to get to the national, the regional semifinals. And then I'm going to take Iowa to beat Oregon. Iowa will not beat Kansas. I think Bill's got his young team going. They're very, very young, a lot of freshmen. Not a typical Kansas team in a very non-typical year with COVID, but Bill's teams just get better. He doesn't have any one guy you can just guard and stop and say you're going to beat him. They got a lot of guys who are like four stars. They don't have that one five-star guy anymore. They've got a bunch of four stars that were diaper dandies coming up, and they're getting better and better. I'm going to go with Kansas to get to the regional finals against Gonzaga, go ahead and beating Virginia. And then, sorry, Jayhawk fans, that's where the ride will end. Gonzaga will get to the Final Four. Let's go to the East bracket. Michigan, the number one overall seed. And, of course, they had a little controversy over the week, too, with their coach. But I think he likes to get his team fired up that way. LSU playing St. Bonaventure. LSU will win that. Almost beat Bama today in the SEC Finals. We'll go with Michigan when they play each other to get Michigan to the Final Four in the regional. And then Colorado taking on Georgetown. Tad Boyle's team, Colorado, very, very good, and known Tad a long time. Played at Kansas, of course. He's about my age, and then was at he was with the Shockers as an assistant coach with the current Maryland coach, Turgeon, Mark Turgeon. But I like Colorado in that one, and they'll take on probably Florida State, another former Oklahoma State coach there, Leonard Hamilton. I'm going to go ahead with Florida State in that next round over Colorado and Michigan over LSU. And then let's go down the bracket a little bit. BYU taking on the winner of Michigan State, UCLA. I like BYU. I like them a lot. BYU is a team that is all together right now, and you know, they have something going. Maybe a lot of universities don't. You know, not all the kids are LDS, but that's, you know, they've got something to really hold them together, and they're a tight bunch. Texas taking on Abilene Christian, my mom's alma mater. We'll go at the horns in that one. UConn taking on Maryland, and Mark Turgeon, you know, has a good team. I'm going to go with UConn in that in the 7-10 game, and then Bama will beat Iona. In the second round, we'll have Michigan, of course, beating LSU. You said that already. Colorado and Florida State hook up. I'll go with Leonard Hamilton's squad in that one. BYU will play Texas. Oh, man, you know, you BYU fans know I love you, want you in the Big 12, but I think Texas wins that one. They're pretty good, and they're on a roll right now. Connecticut and Bama play. I'll go with Bama in that one. Bama will lose to Texas. This is the same Bama team that lost at Oklahoma a little over a month ago. So I'm going to go with the Horns in that one to get to the regional finals. And the regional semis. But if they beat Bama, they get to the finals and they'll play Michigan. I'm going to go with Michigan on that. So, yeah, guess what? Two regionals picked, two number one seeds picked to get to the Final Four. What a surprise. Some year it happens, some years it doesn't even get close. 2 years ago, it really did not get that close. There were a bunch of ones and twos that got knocked out early. Let's go to the South. You got Baylor and Hartford. Duh, we'll go with the number one seed there. The Bears, awfully good. And by the way, right before I got here, heard some news that Indiana is going to throw the kitchen sink at Scott Drew and bring him back home to his home state of Indiana with his dad and his brother, Homer Drew and Bryce Drew. Bryce Drew more famous for that last second shot he hit in Oklahoma City about 15 years ago to help Valpo get there. North Carolina playing Wisconsin, and that is the 8-9 game. I'm going to go with the Badgers on that one. They're just such a tough matchup. I love Roy Williams, but, man, I think Wisconsin is a little more toughened this year, as the ACC was not a great conference by any stretch, but certainly not by their standards. Villanova beats Winthrop. Purdue will beat North Texas. Texas Tech will beat Utah State. Arkansas over Colgate. I'm going to take Florida over Virginia Tech in the 7-10 game, and then Ohio State over Oral Roberts. By the way, congratulations to Oral Roberts getting to the dance for the first time in a while. In the second round, I'm going to have Baylor beating Wisconsin. Villanova, who, of course, has won some championships themselves, beating Purdue. Tech beating Arkansas. I'm not drinking that red Arkansas Kool-Aid this year. I've seen them enough to see they've got some weaknesses. Ohio State will beat Florida. And then the next round, I have Ohio State moving on. And Baylor, Ohio State and Baylor, the 1 and 2 seeds playing. Boy, Ohio State looked awfully good today. Did not pull it out. But I'm going to go with Baylor. I just think they are so battle-tested with what all they've all been through. They're probably not going to get COVID again because guess what? Every one of them's had it. That, you know, that's the scariest thing about this whole tournament. We've seen it already with Duke, Virginia, and Kansas. You know, somebody gets COVID or gets contact traced or whatever, you're out. That's it. You know, and it's tough, and that's got to be the biggest thing for coaches and players to worry about. I would imagine, though, players are going to be a little more careful in the NCAA tournament not to get the COVID. But you got Baylor. I think every one of them's had it. Every one of their coaches has had it. You know, if you got a manager that doesn't have it, I'd kick him off the team for a week. I'm not going to risk it. Let's go down to the Midwest region where the Cowboys are at. Illinois, of course, the number one seed, and they will take on Drexel. They'll win that one handily. Loyola, Chicago. What's the name of that Sister Mary Elephant or whatever her name is? I don't remember her name, but, boy, she was sure cute a couple years ago when Loyola Chicago got the Final Four. She will probably be disappointed as my man Josh Pastner at Georgia Tech will take care of them and get to the next round. Tennessee should beat Oregon State in the 5-12 game. Cowboys should beat Liberty in the 4-13 game. San Diego State, who I've been impressed with, BYU's handled them, though, but I'm going to go with San Diego State over Syracuse in the 6-11 game, but I think it's going to be one of those comes down to the wire because, what you got there, Bill? Sister Jean. Oh, Sister Jean. Thank you. Bill was right on the computer, man. That's good. Sister Jean. Yeah, Sister Mary Elephant, I think, is from an old Cheech and Chong. Yeah, go listen to it sometime. It's pretty funny. Heard it as a kid. Yeah, Oklahoma State beats Liberty. San Diego State beats Syracuse. But Syracuse with that zone matchup thing is going to, you know, the 2-1-2 always gives teams trouble. But I guarantee you, San Diego State working on that now. West Virginia will beat Morehead State. If I had any problems with the seeding, West Virginia and Oklahoma State should have flip-flopped. Oklahoma State just beat West Virginia twice this week. They're at their place and then on a neutral site. Yeah, they were close, but you know what? You got to give a little momentum to the Cowboys and should have given them the 3 seed and West Virginia the 4. No offense, Bob Huggins. You will get that 900th win someday, probably in this one, and you will be in the Hall of Fame where you belong with Coach Sutton. Clemson, the 7, will take on Rutgers, the 10. I got Clemson in that one. And Houston, Calvin Sampson's team, Houston playing Cleveland State in the 215. They should win that one. In the next round, have Illinois, Georgia Tech. Illinois should win that one. They'll have a pretty good home court contingent, too, as Illinois fans will travel. It's been a while for them. Tennessee taking on Oklahoma State. In the second round, it's again Rick Barnes, the old Texas coach. Obviously, personnel totally different now since when Rick's left. I'm going to go with the Cowboys in that, get the Sweet 16 in the 4-5 game. San Diego State taking on West Virginia. Got to go with the Mountaineers and Bob Huggins in that one. And then Clemson taking on Houston. I'll go with Kelvin and the Houston team in that one. Expect Illinois and Oklahoma State to be a heck of a ball game. And I think the NCAA wanted this game badly, as you got the former Cowboy coach taking on the current Cowboy coach, who was under the former Cowboy coach when he was here, Brad Underwood. And the other side of the bracket, going to go ahead with, I'm going to have West Virginia beating Houston. I just think West Virginia is more battle-tested and a tougher conference. And then West Virginia taking on, I didn't pick that game, Illinois and Oklahoma State. I'm going to go with the Cowboys. Homer, I'll try to take the homerism out of it. It's impossible to do, I'm not going to lie. But I'm going to the Cowboys taking on West Virginia in the finals of the Midwest. And I'm going to go with the Cowboys with the three-peat over West Virginia. I think it'll come down to the wire as the others did. And the Cowboys will go to the Final Four. And I can hear, you know, hear my guys, John and them in the booth saying, the Cowboys are going to the Final Four. Or, you know, Hunziker, he'll get excited. Love to listen to those guys. Always turn off the sound on the TV and listen to those guys. And they're a lot of fun. Okay, so there you got your Final Four. If you choose to go with, I mean, you can change it up a little bit, you know, on some that you just don't like my picks, but that's all good. Gonzaga taking on Michigan. I'll go with the Zags on that one to get to the final game. Baylor taking on Oklahoma State. And this may be where my homerism probably stops, but I don't think I'll get it ripped too bad putting the Cowboys in the Final Four. But Baylor, I think, would beat them in a close, and it'd be the Baylor-Gonzaga game we didn't get in December because of COVID. And I'm going to go with the Baylor Bears on that one. Please do not shoot the messenger. But it's all good. I it could go either way. Like 2 years ago, I threw my bracket out after 2 days. I mean, it was that bad, 3 days, whatever it was. It was that bad, and probably a lot of you did too. Last year, we didn't even get one. So this is like, you know, Christmas Day for me. We're getting the NCAA tournament. Come Thursday morning, man, you will find me in the man cave watching basketball and nothing else. All good. I'm going to admit a major mistake I made. I had texted Sean Leary that 7:10 his time. Well, guess what? When it's 6:10 our time, what time is it in Denver, Colorado? It's 5:10. I told him 7:10. I got mixed up. And so my bad. We'll have to get him on next week. And I don't know how comfortable he was doing brackets anyway. But I want to tell you about the great folks there at Sports Thread. They're our title sponsor. And we would not have a show if it weren't for them and our other sponsors and Sports Thread. If you are a kid who plays sports, any sport, you're their parent, you're their grandparent, aunt, uncle, friend, urge them to go to SportsThread and set up their own profile. Every coach in America has access to it. You know, you hear about these AAU teams that go to these tournaments and they charge these coaches thousands of dollars for packets that aren't right and things like that. Well, guess what? When coaches come to our event, we don't sell them a packet. We don't sell them anything. They go to SportsThread app and they pull up every team and every player. And let's say you're Johnny Smith playing for the Buffaloes. Okay, so they go, well, the Buffaloes are playing. So they pull up, while you're playing, they pull up the Buffaloes. Hey, Johnny Smith, this kid number 44, man, he looks pretty good. Like, he could play for us. They click you. They go to your profile, the profile you set up. So, you know, you're telling them all the great things you do, and, all, you know, academically, obviously, athletically. But you're not, you know, you're not going to tell them the bad things you do. So don't do any of that bad things anyway. But SportsThread, it has changed the way recruiting is done. No matter what sport you play, if it's a scholarship offered sport at any university in the United States, you are on it. And if you're not taking advantage of this free app through SportsThread, you are behind in recruiting. We'll take our final break. We'll come back and maybe take a phone call. We'll open up the phone line since, you know, boy, I owe Sean an apology, of course, but we'll get that worked out. And you can... I'm gonna look up that number again because I should have it right in front of me. I sent a text a second ago. Here it is. Okay, you can call in at 405-372-4152. That's 372 41-52. We'll probably have time for maybe a phone call or two before we wrap it up. You can tell us about your team after we come back to the weekend wrap-up show powered by SportsThread.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50 and over by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and the distribution plans here in Oklahoma. Visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma, when and where and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code PLUS for a 50 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 75 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code PLUS for a 50 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PLUS.
Receive a $5 rebate by trading up a non-contact thermometer toward an Exergen temporal scanner purchased at any retailer. Fever is a leading symptom of COVID, and using an accurate thermometer has never been more critical. In published studies, no-touch thermometers miss more fevers than they detect. While the new COVID vaccines are becoming more widely available, it is important to make sure you are protected. Monitor for fever with an accurate thermometer backed by more than 80 published peer-reviewed clinical studies. Details at Exergen.com, where accuracy matters.
Do you have a message, event, or product that everyone needs to know about?
Then you have to check out the Stillwater Radio Ad Builder.
Stillwater Radio Ad Builder is the new solution that gives you a great professionally produced audio image. All you have to do is answer a few questions. Ad Builder does the rest. You can even advertise on this radio station. If you've always wanted to get your business on the radio and you don't have the time or need help from a professional, then give Dev McGillivray a call to get started today. 405-372-7800.
Ever wonder how you can help our hungry friends in Stillwater? Hi, this is Bonnie with B&L Heating and Air, a strong supporter of our Daily Bread Food and Resource Center. Our Daily Bread could use your donation of soup this month. Food and also monetary donations are accepted in person Monday through Thursday between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. To learn more about how you can support the mission of solving hunger in our community, go to ourdailybreadstillwater.org. B&L supports Our Daily Bread because no one should go hungry.
And welcome back. Wrap it up. Show number one just about in the books. And the good thing is you can listen to the podcast after the fact. Bill will do what needs to be done and get that to us. And we'll put that at gregswaim.com. It'll be on sportsthread.com. It'll be on the SportsThread app. Might be on the 93.7 app later on. I don't know. We'll try to figure that out. Don't want to speak out of turn there. But if you're doing your brackets, we had, of course, three number one seeds getting there where they're supposed to be: Gonzaga, Michigan, Baylor. But yeah, we're going to go with the homer pick, Oklahoma State. And it's not too much of a homer pick. We're not the only ones doing it. If you're watching some of the talking heads on ESPN and Fox and CBS, I mean, some of them have the Cowboys going all the way too. And Illinois, a number one seed, but you know what? They've had some weaknesses. Now, they're big, strong guys. They can hit the three. They can defend. They're a lot like Oklahoma State, only older. And, you know, this is what's weird about this year's teams and next year's teams with a lot of seniors coming back for their fifth year per the COVID rule. It's going to be interesting to see. Oklahoma State will be one of those teams, too, as next year. Pretty much everybody coming back except for, you know, the obvious one, Cade Cunningham. And some of you might have heard, yeah, he might go in the NBA draft. I wish I had. That was a good drinking game for those who played it this year. How many times you heard something about Cade Cunningham, if he was a number one draft pick or not. Most of those people didn't make it through the night to watch the end of the ball game, I'm sure, because it was mentioned an awful lot. And I do have a bone to pick with that on another day, but gosh, let's let them play 1 year of college without putting them in the pros already. I mean, I'm one of those guys said, hey, if you're going to go to the pros, let's do like baseball has always done. You go straight out of high school, or else if you go to college, you're going to stay 3 years. And I like that. And I like that in football, too. Obviously, not very many guys coming out of high school could make it to the pros because of the physicality and things like that. But, yeah, if you're going to go to college, you need to go 3 years. Because it's one and done stuff. I don't know if you realize this or not. And I'm sure Cade Cunningham's not like this, but I've seen a lot. And speaking of our old friend Bob Knight, he used to tell us this all the time. He goes, no, I'm not going to take one of those guys. Because they come in, and guess what? They don't even go to class the second semester, because by the time those grades come out, those guys are long gone out the door. Once your season ends for, you know, let's see, there'll be the Sweet 16 this time next week. We'll know who the Sweet 16 are. So out of 68 teams that did get to play in the big dance, over three quarters of them are gone. If they have a one and done guy or a guy who's going to the pros, those guys don't go back to class. Matter of fact, a lot of them, like at Kentucky, hate to burst your bubble, BBN fans, but guess what? Your guys don't go to class the second semester if they're going pro. It's been that way for a long time, and everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. They are the poster children for one and tons. And it hadn't worked out too well for them here in recent. It's not working out too good for Coach K right now either. Bill Self doesn't have any one and tons for the first time in forever. And you know what? He might have a team that next year is preseason number one going in with everybody back. So it's going to be really interesting. I'm so excited about March Madness, and particularly since we didn't get one last year, all the troubles we've gone through. There's light at the end of the tunnel with, you know, numbers going down on coronavirus. I don't know if you get on the weather app every day, but it has Payne County coronavirus positivity. It's like 3 and 4 and 5 every day now. It used to be like 60 to 100 just a month and a half ago. And part of that's going to be the vaccine, and everybody's eligible for the vaccine now. Hopefully in the next month or two, this will be a better memory. I know I'm being a little Pollyannish and positivity on that. It might be a little longer than that, but there is light at the end of the tunnel, and March Madness probably more than anything just brings that to light for me. I'm so excited about March Madness. Hope you are too, and hope this time next week we'll be talking about the Cowboys or your favorite team in the Final Four, the Sweet 16, and maybe the week after that, maybe the Final Four. I don't know. Keep your fingers crossed. Should all be good. And, of course, everything starts this week with the first four. Everything in the state of Indiana, my old home state, till I was 16 in 1978, moved here and finished my last 2 years at Stillwater High and then OSU. But I'm just so excited. I literally am like a kid on Christmas Day. Good stuff. And by the way, I haven't had a chance to thank every sponsor individually, but I want to definitely thank them all. First of all, because if you run into one of them, if you know Mark and Cindy Welch, if you know, I don't know how many of you are old enough to remember our good friend Sean Voskuhl, who's the head of the Oklahoma AARP. Sean was in college when I was, and later ran for politics, did a great job, and is doing an unbelievable job at AARP. And now that I'm old enough to be a member of AARP, paying even more attention to it. We're going to have him on talking about the vaccines down the road as well, because people still are confused a little bit about that, and the information seemingly changes daily. And Sean can bring all those questions to an answer for sure. Also, want to thank Bill Van Ness for producing the show today and doing such a great job, and he'll get that recording out so we can put that on podcast in a number of places wherever podcasts are found. That's one good thing about it is, hey, not everybody can listen on Sunday night. I get it. You're doing other things, but you can always listen in on Sunday night, Monday morning later on, and we'll have it running perpetually in multiple sites, including GregSwain.com, SportsThread.com, the SportsThread app, and we'll be getting some more information about some other places, wherever apps other deals can be found. Podcasts is the word I'm looking for. That's kind of a new name. We didn't talk about podcasts in the early 2000s, did we, Bill? Didn't have a podcast. Of course, you can listen to Bill and Rex Holt every weekday morning at 9 o'clock on that's on Pete. Is that 94.3? 94.3 FM and of course 780 AM on KSPI AM and during the day that place you can hear pretty much statewide and into southern Kansas and all that. So that's really all good too. Looking at the time, we're about ready to wrap it up, I guess, but once again, I want to thank all of our first listeners. I mean, you know, you'll get used to this as we get into the spring and summer. It'll be nice and warm, and you can sit by the pool and listen for an hour, and we'll have updates. Obviously, we'll throw in the Cowboys and Sooners and Jayhawks and all that. And next week, we'll have a lot to talk about because we'll have, you know, some teams will play one game and they're gone. Some teams will play two games and they're gone. Some teams, hey, so maybe your team will be in the Sweet 16 and you get pretty fired up about it. I do know this. Oklahoma State is going to have to pay their coach. You know, 4 years ago, Brad Underwood came back and you know, had the Cowboys in the NCAA after many years and wanted a little more money and was told, no, can't do that, probably largely because they gave the kitchen sink to Travis Ford after his first year, and that didn't turn out so well. But this time, you got a coach who literally could go anywhere. I think Boynton's going to be a very, very hot commodity, certainly if not this year, next year. Everybody that's going to have an opening is going to want this guy. And it may even happen some this year. And, hey, open up the piggy banks. By the way, and I'm trying to find out the answer to this. I'm going to put some of you guys to work. Find me another team who has two assistant coaches that have both taken teams in the NCAA tournament. Barry Hansen has, obviously, and so Scott Sutton. There's guys who've taken teams in the NCAA tournament, but I don't know if there's anybody that's got two of them that's taken teams in the NCAA tournament like Barry Hansen and Scott Sutton have. By the way, both those guys, pretty fun to follow on Twitter. You can tell they've really enjoyed this group and coaching under Coach Boynton and coaching for the Cowboys. Both of them are Oklahoma State alums. I remember years ago when Barry was coaching at Oral Roberts, and he was in town early. We interviewed him over at the old Goldies on Hall of Fame. And I said, what's it like coaching your first team against Eddie Sutton in Oklahoma State and Gal Gariba? You know, yeah, I know you, Barry. You're an OSU guy through and through. He goes, well, I'm going to try to win and everything. And Barry's a funny guy. He goes, but between you and me and everybody listening, I am wearing my orange underoos. So at least he had that going for him. Barry is a Cowboy through and through, as is Scott. And I think any fences that were, or any bridges that were burnt have been mended and with the Sutton family. And, of course, Sean's still at Tech, and they're in the tournament. So lots and lots of things for Oklahoma State fans to get excited about besides the ultimate, the Cowboys being in it. It's going to wrap it up. And, hey, tomorrow, make sure to listen in, 9 o'clock. On 94.3 and 780 AM for the game with Bill and Rex. Hey, thanks for listening to the first show, folks. If there's going to be mistakes made, it's always going to be the first show. We'll be perfect from here on out. Have a great weekend. The sea, somewhere waiting for me. My lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing.